I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16th, 2021 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So commissioners present look like Kilgus, Knopp, and is Steve here? Let me just see if I can flip it and see him. I don't see.
He's not here yet.
Okay. So and McDermott. Plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. Our first order of business is design review 22067 BV 49 Winchester Street. Is our applicant present?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can. Yep. And please go forward, Eric.
Okay. I'm Eric Hersom with Back Bay Properties. I actually lived in Bay Village for years, 23 Fayette, with my aunt June Pryor a long time ago. And the owners of this property asked me to manage the building and to manage some construction going on there right now. On the left, you'll see there's an entry that goes downstairs, so you can walk through a little alleyway, back to the opening in the back of the building. So the owners want to put a gate similar to what's on other properties down the street for security, also to keep the trash out of the bottom where you see that step down. And the reason that, you know, they wanted initially to have the hinge, or the designer, the engineer wanted the hinge on the outside because the owners need as much space as they can to get materials into the building. Right now, certain things have to be lifted by crane and put in a window or in the back because there's not a lot of space inside. They're very thin stairwells. But that being said, that, you know, they will really want to make it historically correct. If they can, and, you know, they're willing to use different materials to make sure everyone's happy, but they're trying to get it as big of an opening as they can. That's why they wanted the hinge on the outside, I guess. And the designer saying that he can't cover the step down if he puts the hinge on the inside. And they did go back to him and ask him to redesign it, but they weren't going to get what they wanted out of it. So, I mean, if it's a matter of, you know, using brass on the outside to cover the hinge or something to make it look more appropriate, you know, I think they're willing to do whatever it takes. So, and the owners of the property, his name's Ken Leon. His mother or his aunt lived there for the last 20 or 30 years, and she left him the house.
And Eric, here is, I just included, here is a photo of an existing one.
Yeah, that's street. What they wanted to do. You can see the hinges on the right. And it's similar, basically, to that. You know, it's almost identical. It's a little larger opening down the street. And I don't think they want to do anything to the top, the way you can see that insert, that stone insert above that, or it was painted.
So, Joe, have you had discussions with Eric?
Yeah. So, the guidelines state that they should be mounted inside, and that's why they were looking at that option for it to be mounted inside of the opening. But given the fact that they need it to open completely as wide as possible, and there is a precedent for front-mounted gates on the street, I think as long as it's mounted in mortar joints so it doesn't damage the face of the brick and it's reversible, and that they get as narrow a plate as possible. So this is the plate.
Yeah.
Plates yeah. here. And you can see what that, you know, here's what it looks like on the one down the street. So if that could be as thin as possible and mounted in the mortar joints, I would recommend approval.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to make it look great. We've done a lot of historic work in the Back Bay and Beacon Hill over the years. And I think everyone's pretty happy with the work we've done.
And I think also given, I don't think you can see here, but this, the building to the left is the last building before you get to Arlington Street. So this is kind of a vulnerable location for trash and things to blow down into that opening.
So there's a real mesh in the door then. It's not just the other one looked like.
Yeah, I mean, we don't, yeah, I mean, the one you're proposing wouldn't have this decorative.
No, no.
It would just be simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because some of, yeah, because your drawing shows just lines.
And, yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'd recommend the mesh because if you worry about trash going yeah. through and leaves, it's going to go through that drawing.
Right? Yeah, I mean, the owner.
You're talking like that one there.
Well, no, something.
Just talking about the design on the previous yeah. one. But I think the owners are willing to do whatever. You know, they just want to make sure it's secure and it's keeping the trash out.
I was going to say, for you to be happy, I would encourage you to.
Okay.
Or maybe the pickets could be closer together. Maybe that would be a better option.
Okay. There's also we could put a black mesh behind it that you really don't see that would pretty much keep everything out. So.
Yeah, because it's a problem around, I'm on Fayette Street. And you
can what number?
See, I'm 33 by Dingley Place.
Yeah, I used to live at 23.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, right in June. Because the leaves and everything will go down if you don't have something.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
To stop it from, if you're going to put that up. I have no trouble with this. I think, you know, you're trying. Are you going to put a handrail like that? See, that one has a hand. Oh, there is a handrail there.
There is a rail there, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't have any trouble with this myself.
No. So it's me, Ann, and Ruth, right? No, Steve.
No, Steve.
Are we a quorum?
Yes. Yep.
Three. Yeah. Joe, do you have any other comments before I begin to frame a motion?
Well, I see we do have some public comment. I see.
Oh, good, Tom, good.
But let me, if you wouldn't mind reading this little script, and then we can go to our comment.
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Okay, Tom, please make your comments.
Sure. I mean, really, it's a question. This goes a little bit beyond historic, but wondering what the, is this done in cooperation with the neighbor? I mean, just looking at that picture, that looks like one of those common, you know, common underpasses. And, you know, is there joint easement there? I mean,
It's not. The neighbor is the, what was going to be the hotel, and then they turned it into condos. So all of the windows in the back that they had were barred up and closed up until you get to higher floors.
But doesn't their property line run all the way down?
It's abutting it, yes. I really don't know if there's an easement. I haven't looked into that.
I mean, guys, I would be careful here because on most Bay Village buildings that are like this, the property line actually goes right down the middle. Yeah, I have a one that looks exactly like this at 33 Melrose, you guys between 33 and 35. Alex Bach and I do stuff that's completely cooperative. Now, it may be that because things are closed off, this is only accessible from one side, and maybe somebody doesn't care, but I would just be nervous about this just looking at it.
Yeah.
Because the property line does not move around the thing. I suspect the property line goes right down the middle there.
Yeah. Well, I'll be managing the house when it's finished, and I'll look into it. I have no problem with them having access to it if they need it, that's for sure.
You could frame your motion that it's subject to approval by the abutter.
Okay.
We did send out abutters notices, and I haven't heard back from anyone. So people in that building did get notified.
Okay.
If I try to get in touch with them and they don't respond to me, how do we get approval from the abutter?
Sure. It must be, well, you mentioned it's condominiums now.
Yes.
So, there must be a condo association, and, we have the assessor's database, so we can work with you on that.
All right, I'll knock on the door next time I'm over there, too, and see if I can meet somebody. So,
yeah, to be clear, I'd be okay but I think you do want to do that, because even if they may have gotten the formal notice in the mail and not realize that it may, in fact, be their property as well.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Just in case.
I'm not seeing any other public.
You're not seeing anything else?
Okay. I'll just mention that Lauren Bennett is here from the Boston Sun. So hello, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Hello.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to approve, subject to the proviso that the applicant will work with staff to attach a gate into the mortar joints, and with the smallest metal front mounted plate as possible, all of the above subject to approval by a abutter. Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Joe, it's unanimous.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Eric. And why don't we touch base later this week?
Yeah, great. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay, second order of business is approval of the minutes of the January 11th hearing. Have people had a chance to review these meeting minutes sent by email?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone have any changes? No. All right. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay. All in favor?
Nice.
Okay, great. Unanimous on that, Joe. Let me just look at the agenda. Looks like we have staff updates on the minutes on the agenda.
Yeah, we're still working on getting a date for the mock-up of the gas lamp conversion. So as soon as we have that, hopefully we'll have it in time. The goal is to bring it to the March 9th or March 8th hearing, but to allow plenty of time for people to view the mock-up in the vicinity of 212 Stewart Street. So as soon as I hear that's going to be going up, we'll notify everyone, and we'll probably even have a public meeting just so people can come and, you know, look at it together. But it will be up for several days so people can take a look at it if they can't make that one meeting. And then I do have some traction on the standards, the guidelines, the updates to the guidelines. So the BPDA, Alexa Pinard, is reviewing the last draft that we sent her, and she will get me comments by the end of February. So hopefully, once I have her comments, and there aren't too many, I will then forward it to the law department to get their approval and approval on the path forward to have it approved at a upcoming public hearing. So that's good news. We're on a time schedule finally. So that's great.
That is great. Can we circle back to that first item? Is there, Tom Perkins had raised the question of a global approach or citywide approach.
Everyone will be invited, but we will notify the other neighborhood associations. So the Beacon Hill Civic Association, the Neighborhood Association of the Back Bay, they will all be notified as well, so they can come and take a look at what the mock-up is going to look like and hopefully guide similar conversions in those neighborhoods.
So the one that's being proposed for Bay Village is the same one that's going to be proposed everywhere?
Hopefully, because they are the same light fixtures. They're mostly the same light fixtures that they have in Beacon Hill, and Marlborough Street is the other area in the Back Bay where they have them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we should approve something unless we're sure the other neighbor, I think there has to be a consensus.
Yeah.
Because I would hate for us to approve something and then Beacon Hill come in and say, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah. And, you know, I expect they will probably have to tweak for each neighborhood to get the appropriate type of light, you know, warmth and brightness to match what's there now.
Are they different now? Warmth and brightness?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, you won't really be able to tell until you do it in each neighborhood.
Seeing what's happened with like the inserts for the handicap ramps and so forth, I would really like us to go slowly till we're sure we have some sense of consensus. I don't usually say this kind of thing to slow it down, but I...
Right, no, but we want to get it right, of course.
Reasonable.
Yeah. So I'd really... I don't know how you do that. Because I've noticed some of these handicap things, you know, the tiles, they're wearing out in parts of the city. Up in the... they're not standing up.
The tactile strips, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a...
I'd like for us to work together. I'd just like to have some greater consensus. I'm afraid we're going to approve something and then Beacon Hill, which is, excuse me, notoriously more picky probably than we are, come back and say, oh, no, no, you got to da, 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 da. And maybe we will have thought of that, and maybe we won't. I would like this.
No, the first step is...
Is there a way for us as commissions to have a cross-city dialogue? I mean, it sounds like it's never happened before, but...
Probably should.
I don't know.
It's something that we've done with... we did with those DAS nodes, the nodes that light poles that were converted, you know, into the cell phone antennas. So we've done it before, and it's something, you know, we'll certainly invite the other commissions to see this mock-up when we have it in place. So that's the first step, is really to get the mock-up in place and to keep it up long enough so people have a chance to take a look at it. You know, so we will, that public meeting that we have will include invitations to the other commissioners from the other districts. And then it could be something we do a follow-up. We used to have the chair and co-chair meetings, which we could still do, where to talk about. And, you know, anyone who'd like to attend is welcome to those too. So I think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, so even though in the interest, you know, of environmental responsibility, we want to, you know, make changes. I think we want, as a commission, to be coordinated, be, you know, not make any fast decisions without input from other groups.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And does that address?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. Any other updates, comments, concerns?
No more updates from our office.
All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Second.
What? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All right.
Meeting Thanks, adjourned.
Everyone. See you all.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye.
Take care.
Take care.